Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, July 25th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christian persecution intensifies in Sri Lanka amid a proposed anti-conversion law. 10 new Arab Christians plant their own church because there was none, and renovations begin aboard the Lagos Hope. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Sri Lanka tops our news. Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the country is a cauldron of potential violence that has believers very concerned. He cites several factors that lead them to believe that persecution will increase.
We have seen some attacks being led particularly by Buddhist monks attacking congregations and churches. There are court cases that are going on right now that are harassing believers, and disputes over the tsunami relief aid. Accusations that some groups have been using tsunami aid to induce conversions. When you're in a Buddhist and a Hindu culture, people don't change religions as a rule. It's part of their theology where you don't change religions. So the idea is if someone changes their religion, they must have been bribed to do so.
Penner says at this point, prayer is their strongest tool.
The Special Rapporteur of the United Nations was in Sri Lanka, found absolutely no evidence that anyone had ever been bribed to become a Christian. That is not going to stop militant Buddhist organizations from trying to pass some sort of restrictions on Christian activities in Sri Lanka.
Meanwhile, tsunami relief is changing attitudes towards Christians in India. MNN's Greg Yoder is there and files this report.
Housing reconstruction, medical care, and other work has allowed Gospel for Asia into an area known to persecute Christians. GFA's Brother Ebenezer says GFA is holding free medical clinics in a seaside church flooded by the tsunami. He says there are two reasons for this kind of care.
They need physical help as well as spiritual help. As for spiritual help, we distribute tracts. When people come to us with their problems, we do give them counseling from the Bible, which helps them to know that Jesus cares for them.
Ebenezer says God has used this to do something even more miraculous.
The attitude of the people towards the church has very much changed during the past 6 or 7 months after the tsunami.
Allowing this seaside church to give hope to the hurting in Jesus' name. Reporting from Tamil Nadu, India, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Good biblical resources are hard to come by in third world countries, but one ministry is meeting the great need in the coming months. Fred Palmerton of Christian Resources International says they're heading up a project to send Christian materials to Africa.
This is starting to become a very exciting project. And we can't reveal the exact location yet, but there are thousands of Christians waiting for this material.
CRI provides these desperately needed resources to help train pastors and build up the church, says Palmerton.
We've sent to Africa before, but we've not been in this country. So we're excited about it, and we're working with some people that have been there, and they have a heartbeat for the area. And it looks like the need is great.
If you have Christian books just sitting on your bookshelf, CRI can use them. Go to our website to help with this project. Elsewhere, 10 Arabs in a small city in Sweden came to know Christ through Sat7 broadcasts. These new believers had no Arab-speaking church in their city, so they decided to start their own. Usually, Sat7 helps viewers integrate into local Arab churches, but this is the first time Sat7 has heard of a church being founded in Europe by viewers because no church was available. Pray this group of young Christians will grow in their knowledge of the Lord and that their small congregation will grow. And you could call it a work in progress. Lagos Hope, the newest vessel of Operation Mobilization Ships International, is now undergoing major renovation in a Croatian shipyard. The redesign of the ship is based on OM's mission to help introduce visitors to Christ. Electrical, ventilation, and sprinkler systems, and most of the cabins will be rebuilt. The shipyard's expected to complete conversion works by mid-2006. OM's raising funds in order to be able to launch the ship for global outreach in 2007. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.